You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. The majority of deer vehicle collisions occur during this time of year when deer are most active during the breeding phase. Last year, it was November 11th that saw the highest number of deer crashes in the state. And over the past several years, the total number of crashes each year has remained steady at about 20,000. This analysis comes from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Trempealeau County developed a program to make use of the venison from some of these winter crashes. Have you benefited from the county's Helping the Hungry program? Have you donated a deer to the program? Are you a hunter? Have you ever donated venison to a local food pantry? We're at 800-642-1234. Brett Semmingson is the sheriff of Trempealeau County. Sheriff Semmingson, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Good morning, and thank you for having me here today.
So how often do you see deer versus car crashes in Trempealeau County this time of year?
Well, annually we have approximately 800 crashes in the county, of which about 400 are car deer crashes. A normal month is right around 25 on average. But in the month of October here, we are up over 50 to about 75 deer crashes for the month of October.
How is November looking?
Well, November will be very similar, with the breeding season starting in late October and going into the middle of November. Both months are pretty equal as far as the car deer crashes.
So when a driver hits a deer, what do you recommend they do next?
Well, if the damage results in $1,000, if the crash results in $1,000 or more in damage to a vehicle, you must report it to police. A lot of agencies are going away from the face-to-face meeting with a police officer, and we are referring to the drivers to an online reporting system at the Department of Transportation webpage. Matter of fact, that is the only way you can report deer crashes to the DOT at this time. So if you hit a deer and there's over $1,000 damage, or if you're not sure, you must report it to police and then get an estimate for damage for reporting purposes.
If that deer is on the road, would you call 911?
Yep, that would be a reason to call 911. It's a valid emergency. Any objects laying in the road, of course, can be a danger to other drivers. But if you strike a deer and your car is disabled or the deer is laying in the road like that, that would be a good reason to call 911.
And so if a deer is hit by a driver in Trempealeau County, the deer can be donated to your program called Helping the Hungry. How does that program work?
Well, that was developed here a couple of years ago, actually, by our dispatch sergeant at that time. So throughout the year, not so much in the summer, but people can call in and be put on a list. And when a person hits a deer with their vehicle, they have first chance at it, but they don't always want it. And in that case, the deer usually just lays on the side of the road and either rots away or waits for a deer pickup to come and get it. Well, this time of year when it's cooler, the meat will last a little longer. So if you are on this list, the dispatcher will call the person who's closest to where the crash is to see if they would like the deer. And they can come and get the deer. The registration of it is just a phone call to the Department of Natural Resources, and they take the deer home with them.
We're discussing a program donating venison to families in need of food assistance. Brett Semmingson is sheriff of Trempealeau County. Have you ever donated venison before? Did you hit the deer with your car? What questions do you have about deer car crashes? Join in at 800-642-1234. Email ideas at WPR.org. Sheriff, how long after the deer is killed does it get distributed to families? What is that process like?
Well, like I said, this time of year, it lasts a little longer. So typically, if a car hits a deer and we get a call right away, if it could take up to an hour for somebody to swing by the crash scene and pick it up, that's probably a typical response time, an hour or less. When it gets into the later spring, summer, and early fall, Then if the person isn't like right on the scene, we are a little bit more careful. We don't judge food quality and we got to be careful that time of year. But this time of year, up to an hour response time is not unusual.
Well, let's bring in Chris now, joining us from Columbia County. Hi, Chris.
Good morning, Sheriff. Thank you very much for that program. I've benefited from a similar program in Columbia County, and want to say thank you to the Columbia County Sheriff for that, too.
And, Chris, were you put on a list? How did you get into your program in Columbia County?
Yes, I happened upon an accident that the driver did not want the deer, and then the deputy took my name and number, and then I've been on the list since then.
And so what do you do with the venison? How do you cook it?
Well, I process it.
And you process?
I take the tenderloins out right away and saute them with butter and onions.
Well, Chris, thank you so much for the call. Sheriff Semmingson, it sounds as if, you know, families really appreciate this. How do families, how do they become eligible for the program in Trempealeau County?
Well, annually we do a publication on Facebook and on our webpage, just reminding everybody that we have the program. And all they have to do is call our dispatch center to get put on the list. A name and a phone number is all we need. And if you happen to be lucky enough to be in the area of where a crash occurs, you will get a call. It's typically done by whoever's closest, just to reduce the response time. But it's very easy to sign up for it, and the list is maintained until probably early spring. And then when we stop calling again, you know, then that list is just thrown away, and we'll start a new list next fall again.
Well, let's bring in Jake now, joining us from Brookfield. Hi, Jake.
Hi, how's it going?
Good.
So I'm wondering, do the families in need also get connected with resources, maybe just another person in the area who knows how to properly butcher and process the deer?
Well, we don't, we don't have anyone in mind that we would send them to. If they would ask that question, obviously we know who the local processors are. We don't have any agreements with them or anything like that, but we certainly would give them the options, and then they could pick from the list that we give them.
Jake, thanks so much for the call. Madeline joins us from Green Bay. Hi, Madeline.
Hi. Well, it seems like all over the state there are a few deer that are carrying chronic wasting disease that destroys the brain. And who takes the responsibility to make sure that those deer are tested for chronic wasting disease?
Madeline, thanks for the call. Sheriff Semmingson, how do you deal with CWD issue?
Well, the CWD issue would be handled through the DNR. We don't, we don't do any testing for it. We would put them in touch with a DNR representative to make the arrangements to have the deer tested if they wanted to do that. They're always interested in testing deer, and I've seen some news stories going around where there was some talk about making it mandatory. So I know that they would be interested in testing, and it'd probably be just a phone call to the DNR. However, we don't do the testing. We may help them get that done, but we don't do it ourselves.
Your Helping the Hungry program has been in place since 2015. What have you learned as a county since you started this program?
Well, we give away. We have about 50 deer a year that are donated through this program, and we have many more on the list who probably don't get a call. So there's a need out there for sure. And I know that the donation, the hunters who donate their deer are, there's a lot of that going on around here as well. So to me, that tells me that there's actually a need for the venison. So and it's one way that we can also keep our roads a little bit cleaner as well. It's doing good for that, but it's helping those who are in need, and I think we have that problem around here that there's enough people that really depend on this.
This time of year, how much of the work of your responders is to tend to these deer car crashes?
Well, it's a little less now. Like I said, we used to respond to all of them, and we would write up the crash, and it would be an hour to 2 hours minimum per deer crash. But now when they call it in, it's simply a phone call to dispatch, If the vehicle is disabled or somebody's injured, an officer will respond. But otherwise, the dispatcher will just take the information over the phone and direct the person to, you know, if they want the deer, to take the deer and how to register it. And they're led on their way. And if they do not want the deer, then we'll start calling the list. And really isn't, you know, unless the officer has to respond, it's not a lot of time involved in it anymore.
What have you heard from the families? What has been the response been from families that received the deer?
Honestly, I have not had any feedback on that. I don't know an answer to that question.
So you're just specifically trying to get these deer off the road and available when it's possible that they can be available.
Absolutely. You know, when a deer is hit, obviously there's probably a portion of it that the injuries are so severe that, you know, you really don't can't eat that, but there's a lot of deer that could be used for feeding people that simply go to waste if we don't do this. They lay on the road and they rot away, or the deer people come and get them and haul them off. But it's a way to make use of a resource we have that you know, that I think benefits a number of people. So,
well, Sheriff Simingson, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for calling. It's been nice talking to you.
Brett Simingson is Trempealeau County Sheriff. We've been talking about its program to use roadside deer as part of food assistance. Coming up, we have Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett joining us. Do you support the mayor's budget? What priorities would you like the mayor's office to focus on? We're at 800-642-1234. News update next on the Ideas Network.